You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joe O, Joe G with on a Friday as we start a holiday weekend here. The first voice you heard yesterday was, well, Joe's, and then Dan Vesperis, our guest yesterday, saying, yeah, this might be a quiet free agency period. A few hours later, Kevin Durant said, nope, it's not going to be, as he requests a trade out of Brooklyn. The doomsday scenario for the Nets, Joe, that we talked about a couple days ago when the whole Kyrie thing was going on, it's happening. It's just happening now in a different way. That whole thing is blown up. Durant wants out, and the NBA is about to change. I mean, the odds for next year's title are about to just completely go into flux. They already are with just the speculation. But whenever he lands somewhere else, this thing's about to flip very quickly.
I'm willing to make a trade as well today, and I will trade from my NBA futures draft. I will take the Phoenix Suns and give back the Miami Heat, even though some people have him, KD, rumored to go to the Miami Heat. Why? What assets do they have to offer up? I don't know. Does Deadman get you excited? It's kind of strange, but unfortunately this morning, they have taken down all of those markets on KD's next team at the majority of sports books. Now, we do have them at one, and we found out yesterday afternoon that his preferred destination is the Phoenix Suns. And we're at a point now where it feels like wherever he goes, they're going to be the favorite. We'll talk about team futures and possibilities and how numbers have adjusted and how they'll adjust even more. But assuming he doesn't go to somewhere like the Pelicans, wherever KD lands, they're probably going to be the favorite to win the championship. Agree?
Yes. That's how good of a player he is. And you would think that he is going to go to a situation that has some other good players, right? You ruled out some of the younger teams. He's probably going to end up on a team like the two teams you just mentioned here, Suns and Heat. Those teams are on the precipice of titles anyway. The Heat have been in the finals. The Suns have been in the finals. Best record for the Suns last year. Eastern Conference Finals for the Heat. So if he lands in one of those places, yeah, they're the favorite.
Yeah, and when you look at odds like that are out there for markets like this, you have to think about the whole picture. So I posted yesterday that at one of the sports books, the Bulls were the fourth favorite to land Kevin Durant. And people go crazy. I mean, doesn't mean that that the Bulls are the fourth most likely destination. You have to consider everything involved. Like, certain sports books are available in certain states. When you're available in Illinois, you know Bulls bettors are going to jump in on that. And the number goes from 7-1 down to 4. Oh my God, the Bulls are the third favorite now. They're 4-1. Nothing's changed. The Bulls don't have anything to offer up. They can give the kitchen sink everything on the roster, all the future picks in the world, and it's not all that enticing compared to what the Suns have, which is why they are the heavy favorite right now. You can find Phoenix minus 200. Wow. So not only is it where KD wants to go, not that that matters a ton, because I would not be looking to give Kevin Durant everything he wants if I'm the Brooklyn Nets this morning, but that's where he wants to go. And they do have assets to move. And this is not stopped. And it isn't just KD. We got news after midnight. We're getting news this morning. How about Zion Williamson? What? Zion? We thought that was over. That it was an impending divorce. When was it just going to go down? And now he's going back. Booker gets the Supermax. If you're thinking Booker's on the move, he's not going anywhere. Durant wants to go there to play with Devin Booker. Ja, your boy got 226. Jokic, the Supermax. How about Cat? I'm not going to say it was surprising, but man, the NBA. The money is flowing. Bradley Beal, Quentin Mayo is super excited about that one. He got the max to stay with Washington. I was curious what was going to happen there. So apparently Beal doesn't want to actually win. He just wants to get paid, which I could certainly understand.
Well, I think with some of these guys like Zion, Beal, any of these, I think a lot of the strategy now in the NBA is just get your money and then we'll ask for a trade later. Let's just get the most money we could get right now because by the rule, you get more money with the team you're with than other teams. Get our money right now and then whatever. We'll just ask for a trade 2 years from now. So a lot of that.
If you ask, I mean, demand, however you want to put it, if you say something, it's happening. Player empowerment, it's over.
Which has gone. I don't want to get into a whole tangent of this because we got a lot to get to, but
we can. I mean, it's
bad for the NBA. Like, it's fun for us. It's fun for like 2 weeks in July every year where it's like WWE meets the NBA. Like, imagine being a fan of a team. I mean, like, our audience, I imagine, and we got people that are diehard fan teams, but like, we have a lot of people, I'm sure, listening to us that aren't diehard fan teams. They're betters, right? Or they like the sporting world, but maybe not love a team. Imagine the person that's a diehard fan. I couldn't imagine truly being a diehard fan the way it used to be 20 years ago, 30 years ago in the NBA. Like, they don't stay. No one stays in the same team more than 3 or 4 years. Curry is such an outlier. That Warriors seems such an outlier. Giannis, we'll see if it lasts forever, but maybe he's going to be another outlier too. The rest of them, though, they just up and leave. Durant had 4 years left on his contract. Durant created the team, asked for Kyrie, asked for Harden, the whole thing blew up, and he's the one that bails. It's unbelievable. They let them get away with anything. I really think in the next CBA, they should put something in that if you have, I don't know what it would be, more than 2 years left on your deal, you can't do this. You can't request a trade. Like, it's ridiculous from that aspect of it. I would lose my mind if I was part of a team.
Older generations have gotten upset in, I don't know, I'd say the last decade or so at the youth for sport with sports fandom because forget teams, forget loyalty for the most part. It's about the players. You know what, Joe? Kids are a lot smarter than us. They were ahead of the curve because you find the players you like and you root for them.
Right.
Because if you're just rooting for the jersey, you're going to get disappointed. You're going to get screwed over by a star athlete that wakes up and says, you know what? I'm going to actually call the owner. You know, Kyrie's not going to call anybody, but I will give it to Durant. He actually called the Brooklyn Nets owner and said he wanted the trade. And let's be real. The Brooklyn Nets, their state right now, after Kyrie opts in, probably open to it. Because now they're going to move Kyrie as well. They'd rather start over. Why hold on to one of the two when you're not going to win a championship? Those Durant odds right now, we mentioned Phoenix minus 200. The second favorite is the Brooklyn Nets at 7-1. Ain't happening. Third favorite, Joe G, your Sixers, 8-1. What assets, realistically, I know you guys are obviously talking about this. What assets? Is it anything that would be enticing for the Nets to keep KD in the same conference?
Tyrese Maxey. I mean, he's kind of a beauty in the eye of the beholder. Like, is he about to become a star, or is he going to be a really good player? I don't know. I heard Daryl Morey in a podcast a couple months ago, and they asked him, the idea was like, when you look at his future, what's the projections for a guy like Tyrese Maxey? And I think he said something like some of their numbers see a young Tony Parker. So I don't know. I mean, if he's going to be that good, maybe. Maybe the Nets would want something like that. So Maxey's their best asset, and they can make the money work with Tobias Harris's contract if they need to match money. But Maxey.
Wouldn't you rather have Maxey than Ayton plus?
The only thing the Sixers don't have is any picks. They can't trade first-round picks.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah.
So everybody else involved can trade picks along with the players.
How much do these picks matter?
I don't know.
I mean, KD's on your team as long as he's healthy, right? I guess that's what you're thinking if you want to add picks. Not that you hope for it, but he's going into his age 34 season. He's had some brutal injuries in the past. It could happen again, and then you have the season where everything falls apart, and then all of a sudden one of those picks becomes a lottery. Okay, so it's Phoenix, Brooklyn. Mentioned Philly, Miami 9-1. I'm not buying into Miami. I've been the first one saying that Pat Riley is going to do something. I still believe in that. But if you're Brooklyn, what do I want? I see articles this morning in Miami. Oh, we got Dedmon and we've got Oladipo and Tucker. And what else? Nothing I like there. Now, right. If you're going to pair KD with Butler, oh yeah, I'd like to bet that future. I would with that defense and that coaching staff they have down there. I just don't see it happening. Chicago's also there at 9-1. I mentioned where what's the appeal? Patrick Williams, Vooch, DeRozan. Why would the Nets want any of that? Doesn't make a lot of sense.
So question. Yeah. Because to circle back to the Heat, Ken brought this up yesterday on You Better You Bet. Is there any chance the Heat send Butler to Brooklyn and pair KD with Bam and Tyler Hero?
So what they had last year, but better. Right, like the KD in the Butler role.
And then why do the Nets want that? How does that help you long term?
The picks. The picks, because you said, why do these teams really value picks? Maybe they do more than we think because of the potential that it blows up in a year or two. Think about the Rockets own every Nets pick for like the next decade on the Harden trade. And I'm sure someone in Houston said, what are we going to do with these picks? Right, the Nets are going to run the league for the next 4 years. These are going to be the 28th pick, 30th pick in the draft. Well, if these stars wake up and say, I don't want to be there anymore, like the Nets may give the Rockets, if the Nets can't figure this out, I mean, a shot to become a really good team because they'll be top five picks every year if they can't figure it out. So maybe the picks do matter. Maybe the Heat or whoever can offer a bunch of picks and the Nets find that enticing.
It feels like in a lot of these scenarios, rarely does the obvious move happen. There's some surprise coming, and everyone is thinking Phoenix once the news came out, preferred destination. And then you start to think about it. Okay, a lot of things line up, and the Nets get to trade KD to the opposite conference. Which one are we missing? Because that's a big drop off from minus 200 down to 7-1 before we get to KD staying there. and much better odds if he goes somewhere else, which means there would be value in the futures market as well. I mean, the first thing that popped in my head, even though it wouldn't work, is pairing KD with Luka, because we were talking about the Mavs doing something with Brunson gone, how exciting that would be. The numbers on Dallas this morning actually dropped in the futures market. You can get them in that 27-28 to 1 range. We talked about them yesterday being a little enticing at 21 to 1. But which one are we missing on? Because it's not going to be the obvious one, right, for both of these?
Probably not for both. I was thinking. I saw yesterday the Mavericks had interest in Kyrie. The Lakers are the favorite for Kyrie. But the Mavericks.
What do you think about Kyrie and Luka?
I mean, how are you stopping that defensively? That would be very difficult to guard. I mean, think about what Brunson did and how much more skilled Kyrie is than Jalen Brunson, who got his money yesterday. That would be pretty good. I don't know if they'd be good enough defensively. That would be pretty good offensively if they had those two. Yeah, you know what? You're right. It's probably not going to be the favorite on both sides. So I can see why Phoenix is the favorite. Picks and two young players. Like, I don't know if I love Bridges as a defensive player and a three-point shooter. I don't know if he's a star, but he's really good. Like, if they like Ayton anyway.
Cam Johnson, too.
Right. Like, the Nets could convince themselves a future with Ben Simmons. I know we're going to laugh at this. Simmons, Ayton, Bridges, Johnson, and picks is interesting, right? They're all 25 or younger. They'd have picks to go with them. Like, I could see why they would take the deal. The other aspect is, I know KD's not in charge of this, but, like, you got to know he's interested in staying a while, right? Otherwise, you could be told by KD a year from now, I want out again.
Like, there's 4 years left.
But that doesn't mean, does it mean anything?
I know, but you're trying to convince yourself that it does if you're making this move.
Yeah, I would have to have some assurance if I'm giving up everything I have under the table. Like, do you really want to be here? Or are you just coming here?
That's an interesting point. It doesn't mean anything. And you're right, because we've seen this. And we could probably go back a couple of years and you would think the same thing about Brooklyn. That, it doesn't mean anything, but you put these guys together, how does it go wrong? If you're Phoenix from that perspective and you pair him with Booker and you still have Chris Paul and you can fill in the rest, aren't you thinking that he's not going to demand a trade in a year or two?
You are. You're thinking that.
Why
you're hoping
would he?
I don't know. I mean, and they'd be the favorite to win. They probably would get to the finals. I mean, it would all set up for him. That's why they're the favorite right now. I mean, I understand why they're the favorite. I do understand why they're the favorite.
Then he gets to take down Steph.
Boy, I can't wait for that Western Conference final. Just get me there now.
Do you see how it flips like that? Not only did he blow up the league, but I have to like recalibrate everything. Wait, if he goes there, is the East still better? Because now Brooklyn's one of the bad teams in the Eastern Conference. You have to take a look back at everything. It's fascinating. And we also have odds this morning on Kyrie, and there are props posted on which player, KD or Kyrie. Which one's going to average more points per game next season? Were they going to add combined per game? I saw this thrown out there as well, that they're going to be playing on the same team again. There are odds on that. I don't really see that one happening.
I don't either, unless the Lakers are ready to go. Unless the Nets are accepting Russell Westbrook and AD back for those two, which would just be totally bonkers. Joe O, Joe G will continue the discussion on the NBA and the futures Kyrie's market. Title odds right now as they sit as we await a Kevin Durant trade. That's coming up next right here on the BetQL Network.
From all of us at the BetQL Network, a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. A big thanks to all of you for keeping us America's number one wagertainment destination.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for real.